Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Wednesday, week 4 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, See What the Father Does and Do Likewise. But Jesus answered them, My Father is still working, and also I am working. For this reason the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but was also calling God his own Father, thereby making himself equal to God. Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wishes.
If you can, track down the full text of this gospel reading in John chapter 5. It is amazing. Centuries before the doctrine of the Blessed Trinity was ultimately defined, the gospel writer is inspired to reflect on the distinctiveness and the inherent interconnectedness between the Father and the Son. The Father is not the Son, and the Son is not the Father, yet they are woven together in a harmonious whole, like notes coming together to form a symphony. The Son sees what the Father does, and he does likewise. In this, the Son shows what we, too, are to be doing. But we have only one purpose in this life, to participate in the work the Father is bringing to completion. The Father is only doing one thing, and only wants one thing. He is bringing all things together in Christ. This is God's masterwork, his plan, his kingdom. When we pray that God's will be done and that God's kingdom come, we are praying for the same thing twice.
Putting the word into practice.
It can be salutary to reflect on the following thought. Only those things that participate in God's plan are real. As real as those things that are not of God may seem to us, the day will come when it will be as if they have never existed. Only God is eternal, and only that which is of God can exist for eternity. The often terrible realities that plague us now will stand revealed as nothing and without power. Sin, suffering, fear and death will be no more, and will be as if they have never been. Understanding that only those things that participate in Christ are real and will last into eternity should help us focus on what we are doing. We are to free ourselves from those behaviours and preoccupations that are ultimately not of God. Wouldn't it be interesting to put as much energy into living the mission God has for us as we do into following those things that keep us from that mission?
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.